Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo, this is Bully and the Beast, and this is your boy Wax, and we have a special guest. Her name is
Gigi McGuire.
Yo,
that's me.
Gigi, what up? Good with you.
I'm chilling, just taking it easy at home in Atlanta, in my happy place.
Yeah, man. I'm out here in LA, man. I need to get back home, man. Back home. All this, I mean, everybody talking about this quarantine and stuff like that, and I'm still flying. I'm like, am I being one of these guinea pigs out here? I'm saying it's better than getting that shot, though. I ain't getting that shot. I heard that girl, that lady died.
Nobody died. The one lady passed out. She fainted.
Yeah. Somebody said she died. I just seen that.
Don't play. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Somebody, I don't know, you know, Trump always talking about fake news and all that, but, you know, this guy, right, I just seen it on the social media, so... I don't know. Are you? Would you take it?
No.
I don't trust it.
I don't trust it. I'm already very wary of medicines and chemicals that are supposed to be food. You know, a lot of what we intake is stuff that we should not intake as humans. But for some reason, the FDA seems to approve all of these things, drugs included. I am used to going the more natural route. My mother was an herbalist, so I was raised on natural, you know, home remedies. And that kind of herbs and, you know, the other ones too, the ones that are made for healing. I mean, that's made for healing too, but, you know, those ones that are made for healing and keeping the immune system strong and healthy and that whole thing. So, you know, I take that route first. And yeah, it's a no for me on the medicines as I sip on this red wine.
but listen, they... Go ahead.
I was going to say, take that. I just saw a video of a nurse pretending to inject the vaccine. And there was
with an empty syringe. Yeah. I saw that. They trying to play us, y'all.
I'm not taking that shit either. I never took the flu shot. I ain't doing nothing.
Had a flu shot either.
Me neither.
If they smart, only thing they got to do, they control the food system. You know what I'm saying? So why don't they just put the shit in the food, duh, asses? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? But I mean,
well,
I don't think that they can.
Even though they put in a bunch of bullshit, like I stated already, in our food, I don't think they can sneak it to us like that. I think that'll be illegal.
Yeah, peace. Yeah, hell yeah, it's illegal. Illegal what they doing. They try to put fucking human parts into our body and they want us to react off the shit. Like, want our body to be okay. That's kind of wild. Your body gonna reject all that stupid shit.
Well, as far as all of this coronavirus shit is concerned and quarantine and all that, as we know, I said, I'm here in Atlanta, and Atlanta been busting it open since like April. And I didn't immediately come outside until probably like June.
Yeah.
But I mean, we outside and it is what it is. I feel like, yes, people are getting sick. Yes. You know, I take the coronavirus very seriously. I know that it's a virus. I'm currently testing every other day for my job. So I get the whole severeness of it, but you cannot deprive your body of nature. Nature heals, okay? So we need fresh air and oxygen. We need natural vitamin D from the sun. So staying indoors and wearing masks is keeping you away from the virus, but it's it's kind of counterproductive because, you know, you have what they call herd immunity. You kind of have to kind of like immerse yourself into the virus and kind of put yourself out there, not to catch it, but so that your body is familiar with what it needs to fight. And yeah. I feel like I know plenty of people that have quarantined and been on quarantine and haven't been around people and have made their homes bubbles and not in contact with anybody. And the one time they go outside, they get catch corona.
Yeah.
And that's because their body is weak to the virus, and it's allowing it to snatch your soul. When if your body was strong enough to know what it's fighting, it would fight it and you wouldn't catch it. That's my analysis of it. And then, you know, from me living here in Atlanta, like I said, they've been outside since April. But I'm going out. Yeah. I'm wearing my mask, and you know, I'm social distancing as much as I can. But I'm still in the club with no mask on. I'm still in the strip club throwing it up. I'm still around my folks having dinners and all types of stuff. And I'm fine. I get corona tested 3 times a week, and I have yet to have a positive test.
Thank God.
I think Atlanta has
herd immunity.
Exactly.
You got to take care of yourself. As long as you take care of yourself, you are.
I'm also on my sea moss and my elderberry and my zinc and vitamin C and black oil and all of I'm on all of that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm on all of it. And when I feel like I've been doing too much, I double up, you know. Mm-hmm. I go extra harder when I feel like I might have been outside too much. But again, I'm fine. And everybody around me is fine. So it's crazy how in different places and, you know, different geographic areas that it's taken in a different light, you know, depending on where you are in the world and in the States.
Take that. I was, not to make this all about coronavirus, but I was talking to my boyfriend about it, and he was saying how, like, what... Yes, I sure do, and we have a year
mark. This is holiday time. This nigga stayed with you. You got to buy your whole present. You got to buy her present.
Excuse me. He buys me presents all the time.
Okay, every day Christmas.
All right.
Every day Christmas. That's what I told my girl.
Every day Christmas.
Exactly.
Your present is a present, okay?
All right.
Mine got an early present. My girl got an early present. She just got that ring, so. Hey.
Yes, congratulations. Exactly. You got engaged. Look at
God
you.
God bless
you. Being a grown man and doing the right thing, okay?
I don't know nothing.
You know you got to buy another ring, too, right?
I heard that. I said, why do that one first?
Yes.
Tell me. And you know what? I found that I'm a fiance. Why the fuck, men? I didn't know I was supposed to be named a fiance. Men, not supposed
you
to
are definitely a fiance. Yes, you are. You are her fiance.
You knew that. Like, shut up.
I never knew a man is supposed to be a fucking fiance.
You guys, you both are fiances. You're each other's fiance.
That's why I want to be the same thing as a girl. That's
why are we taking off of like what the French does? Like, why are we taking that from them?
What's that? What they do? Oh, yeah.
Isn't that French?
That's kind of out of control. I don't want to do that. Where's the black word? I'm sure all black men.
Every hubby. Time
thank you. Say that. That's my hubby.
Wifey and hubby.
Thank you. I say my fiance. She can say that's my fiance, but that I got to be a fiance too is bugged out for me. I can't do that.
But I was going to say though, man, why can't we?
You said you were talking to your boyfriend.
About
your presence.
No, but about the COVID thing. I was just saying that in New York, you know, we have more, I don't want to say chemicals.
Motherfuckers.
But gas. But we have, like, gas and everything else, too, though. Like,
Are people be farting?
No. You know what I'm trying to say, though? Like, as in, like, there's just more chemicals in...
In the air?
In the air, I feel like, in New York. Like, different states and stuff like that. So more people...
The air is way more polluted in New York than it is in other cities, sure.
Exactly.
And that's because of the overpopulation and all the vehicles on the roads and that.
Yes. I'm about to go back, you know what I'm saying? But I'm out here in LA right now doing amazing things. That's why I asked you, you out here. I got my line out here pushing, you know what I'm saying? So Who's Wax is out here, all the dispensaries out here in LA. The mobile dispensary out with Ease, you know what I'm saying? So the order Who's Wax, I'm talking about. So
I'm gonna keep that in mind when I touch down in Cali.
Yeah, definitely.
I hit you up for the discount code.
I got your back. all that. Yo, so right here on Bully and the Beast, we take these phone calls and, you know, people sit there and tell us their problems and we let them know our advice usually be the dopest advice. And if you sit there and don't have all the holes filled, we'll fill every single hole with the Bully and the Beast style.
Okay, fill the holes. Fill all the holes.
I'm filling all them holes. You over here leave some shit out. We got you. I'd make that shit right up for you.
Got it.
So leave some holes for us, so we got you. So we like to fill them shits up.
Fill the holes. 10-4, roger that.
Yeah, if you want to leave one of these voicemails so we can fill your holes, call us at 347-679-6118. You, that's it, right?
Hey, y'all. So I'm going to get right to the point. I got a motherfucking problem. All right, so I have, like, a boyfriend, kind of, sort of, I guess. We not really, like, officially together and shit, but, you know, we fuck with each other, tough. But this other nigga I know damn near offered me, like, $10K to get married and shit and get, like, the papers and shit. But I think that's going to fuck up my relationship. I don't know what to do. What y'all think?
It all depends on who you got.
I think it's going to fuck up her relationship, and I think $10K ain't enough.
Yeah, it's not, but it all depends on what stage this guy is in. If that $10K could put this man on because he got fucked up and down. And now if he's up, he's looking at $10K like, ah. But if he ain't got it and that $10K could put him on to grabbing some work and making some moves, he might just throw his shorty out there like that, man. I say life is where consequences, where you at in life, that's when you do the rash decisions. So $10,000 might not be somebody who got a whole lot more, but if you ain't got it, a decision making might be different because you're a different person.
But he has to be the kind of guy that can put his pride and his feelings aside and accept what she's doing and accept that on paper she's married to this foreigner and that he knows the right thing to do with this money. If she willing to even let him do anything with it, it's her money. He ain't the one marrying the nigga. She the one marrying the nigga. So it's her money at the end of the day.
But you don't think he has a lot of decision making in that right there? I think if people like, no, it's not happening, I think she wouldn't do it.
Did she say how long they've been together? She said on again, off again, right?
Yeah, she said he's like a fuck nigga or I got a fucked up problem. Can you rewind that for me just to begin?
Right.
Yeah, blessings.
Hey, y'all. So I'm going to get right to the point. I got a motherfucking problem. All right, okay. So I have, like, a boyfriend, kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
We not really, like, officially together and shit, but, you know, we fuck with each other, too. But this other nigga I know damn near offered me, like, $10K to get married and shit and get, like, the papers and shit.
I say take the money.
Wait. Gigi, she said almost like that. $10K.
She did. I peeped that. Listen, and I ain't trying to throw no shade, but she sounds like she might need it. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. She sounds like she might can use $5K. Shit, I could use $5K. Okay, too. I'm not gonna marry a nigga for $5K, but I can use $5K, right? It's a whole lot of things I could do with $5K right now. If it's $5K, I think she should take the money because they're not in a real relationship. They've been on again, off again, sort of kind of something like that. And baby, get your coin.
But what's the rules of this? What's the rules of this marriage? Is it 3 years, no sex? Like, how we doing this though?
It's not real. It's just for the papers. So it's not like this going to be a romantic situation with this have to new guy. I mean, I don't know how that shit works. I watch a lot of 90 Day Fiance, but you know, I don't really know the ends. Look, it's on my TV right now. I'm not even playing. Look. That's a new episode. So I watch a lot of 90 Day Fiance. I don't really know the ins and outs of how it works when it comes to the legal side of it.
Peace.
But my advice would be take the money.
Take that too. They said they're not even together. Like
exactly.
So she said, but
how is gonna mess up something that's not official? It's not official already. So if he can't accept the fact that you a hustler out here trying to get to your coin, then he can unofficially bounce his ass somewhere else to the next bitch, okay?
But like you say, you don't know the legal part, so how much is this she have to partake in being his wife? It's like a function that they have to have every year that she had to go to, like be a wife for his arm?
Listen, and that's probably why she says that it's going to be a problem with her situationship because of the things that she might have to involve herself in.
Peace.
But again, if y'all not officially together and it's only a situationship, then he should respect the fact that you out here just get into your bag. Maybe you might break him off a little something to flip and come up.
He should try to sit there and try to see if he can squeeze a little bit more. Like, listen, tell the dude 15.
Right.
Deal, and then give me 75.
Hold that. Let the dough stack.
Ah,
and then we both got 75. We Gucci. 75 is a nice little check.
Yeah, and you sit there. And he managed the whole situation. Like, he knows exactly what's going on. Like, yo, boo, he just texted me this.
But wait, because they're not officially together, so he can't run point on this situation if he just a situation ship. You better be lucky you getting a piece of the coin and it's pussy still.
Okay, man. See, that's, a guy's got to shut up. I'm learning.
Now, if it was official, if they were in a real official relationship, then this conversation would be totally different. But the fact said it's kind of sort of something like that, then he kind of sort of something need to sit his ass down. Because he ain't stepping up and making it official. He ain't saying you mine and I'm gonna handle this and right?
Gee, but the thing is, it must be something going on in the situation. She just saying that because they probably fighting right now. You know how girls is. Right now, my girl's like, oh, I got the best husband. Let us fight this afternoon. You asked her about wax. This is going to be totally different. It's like,
So you trying to say that they not in a real relationship, but they fucking raw.
It's going on out here, G. I'm telling you, there's a lot of that
going on out here in these streets.
With Corona and everything, it's not
even no condom, no mask.
Come on,
and again, fast. take that. She might be doing, you saying like, you and Carla, y'all didn't say like y'all were together. Actually, y'all just kind of just went with it, whatever.
She took me. Ain't nothing I could do.
But that's what I'm saying, though. She's probably saying like, I'm kind of starting a relationship, as in like, we've been rocking for a while where we do shit in a relationship. And then.
But what is he saying? Is he saying that they're in a full out relationship?
I don't know.
He's saying that he got other situations happening and he ain't ready to tie down. He probably got a baby mama that he's still fucking. He probably live with a whole nother hoe. You know, guys be doing the most and expect you to do the least when they out here wilding the fuck out.
I just want to know what it means. If they get married, can they get a divorce? Is he going to lose his papers now?
So now, what I know from 90 Day Fiancé is, what I know from watching this show is that once you marry someone for papers, once you marry someone from another country and bring them into this country, you are financially responsible for them for 10 years. So even if you do get a divorce, you are responsible for them to the point where if anything happens to them, it's on you with like the law. And also they can't get on like public assistance or anything like that.
Can they get credit cards?
Yeah, they can get credit
cards.
That's why
they run the credit cards up, because that's your bill.
You are financially responsible, not to the point where you had to pay their bills, but it's like they can't move over to this country on your back and then go live off the government. They can't get public assistance, food stamps, nothing like that.
Grants
and all of that stuff that would be available to a United States citizen that came another way. They can't do that.
Their kids can though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, once you if their kids are born here, then they're citizens just off the fact that they're born here.
Peace.
Okay.
Take the bag.
Yeah. Listen, if put like this, if this dude right here, you could tell if you want to be with him or not. If he go ahead and go ahead and squeeze more money out of this dude by y'all doing a master plan together, that's when you rock with him. But if he on some other shit, get rid of that nigga, like she said. Go get that money.
Mm-hmm.
Take it all for yourself.
I agree.
All right. Yep. Well, you guys have you have another voicemail that's kind of similar. Not similar, but you said something that hinted towards this voicemail. Let's say that.
Hear it.
Hey y'all, this is T. So I called y'all not too long ago, and I was talking about the dude who was in college working on his master's degree and then the big dick nigga, right? So what I do, I go with the big dick nigga. But now I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of this nigga. He's ex-military, so he kind of gets a disability check, but he really doesn't have any drive or any motive to, like, get up and work. And what's going to piss me off is me getting up and go to work every day, and this nigga is just laying there. You know, and then we introduce our kids to each other, which is a whole lot for me personally. His kids are bad as hell. My one kid has manners. His two, it's a little bit rough. But I can give him credit.
Surprising.
He's messed up too. I'm just trying to figure out, like, do I leave this nigga alone? Do I express how I feel? But he's kind of stubborn. Like, I can't even go out anywhere with him because he's one who doesn't like to wear a mask. And I'm not with that shit. Like, my best friend's mom just passed away in a matter of 5 days because of it. But I think he's one of those people who is, like, asymptomatic and doesn't really care like that. So, you know, I just don't really want to deal with the stubbornness. I'm over it. I feel like it was a summertime fling, but now I don't know how to get rid of this nigga. But I just want to say that I feel like this nigga is using me. And what I mean by that is, we first started dealing with each other. He called me and said that his car had got repoed and asked me to come pick him up. So I did. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Boom. But he did get his car back. So I was like, okay, we got the bread. He just didn't pay his shit. But now I think he's staying at my house because he didn't pay his car note and he don't want his car to get taken and they don't have my address. And that's some bullshit. So now he's at my house. He'll be like, can I stay? Do you mind if I stay again? And I'll tell him, hey, I just need a little bit of space. And he's like, well, just give me one more day. Just give me one more day. And on top of that, his badass kids keep eating all my goddamn food.
Yeah, I got the kids there.
I'm cooking for me and my little person. But now I'm cooking for me, his big grown ass, and his two kids. Like, y'all, help. My fucking sneaky link then turn into something else that I can't get rid of. I need help, y'all, for real.
That's the fuck you going.
Child.
That's the fuck she get. That's the fuck you get. Being nasty. See, that's what you get for thinking with your pussy. You see all the time these guys be getting in trouble because we be thinking with our meats all these years. You thought with your pussy, and that's what you got. With that big meat, you got four kids. Because he's one of the kids. Because
he's the big ass kid. Child. Listen, big dick always come with problems. I tell you that. She should not have chose the big dick. She should have chose the smart guy going to school to handle his business because clearly the big dick is broke, okay? And the vacation is over. The broke dick vacation is over. This nigga done turned the vacation into a staycation. He done brought his little rugrats. They eating up all your food, honey. He laying around with his crunchy ass feet cocked up while you the one getting up and going to work. When y'all do go out, he don't want to wear no mask. This is just tragic.
Yeah. You got you
run, know, girl.
She can't, yo, don't take showers or give him some stinky pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the man turned off. Listen, because he know at the end of the day if it was his house, I'm high. If it was his house, he'd try to get you out of there because he can't take it. You know what I'm saying? But if you sit here and start acting all crazy, this guy sit there and bounce. He got to. He can't stay there. Then you start being mean to the kids. It's okay to be mean to the kids. As long as it ain't little girls. But if it's little boy.
No, that's not her problem. He a grown ass man with kids. Why he don't go lay up with his baby mama? Where is these kids' mother? Why these kids ain't with their mama? Why he ain't with the mother of his children? Why he laid up depending on the next bitch?
Because she kicked him out already for that same shit.
Man, listen. He need to get his shit together. Broke dick ain't going. You know what guys say? A pretty face ain't gonna always get you what you want. Listen, a big dick ain't always gonna get you what you want. Okay, and she need to let him know that big dick is done. Okay, listen. I make my own stuff come. You got to go. First of all, he hiding from the repo man because he ain't paying his goddamn car note. Okay.
She should know that's a red flag.
Enabler. She's an enabler and she need to stop enabling him. She need to put her foot down in the same way she just told us A, B, C, D, how she feel. She need to run that old shit back to big dick nigga and let the big dick nigga know that his time is up. You are fired.
That's your
stay here has expired.
Yo, listen, smashing her nigga in the fucking legs shake at night is a problem. Make her change her nine and change the girl's nine. And give you that one more night at least.
You cannot pay the rent with dick coupons, okay?
Listen, I get it, but it give you one more night every night. It give you one more. See, once you're on her period, that's when you go out somewhere. And see, this she missing a meet. So soon as she get off her period, it's like she need that right there. You see what I'm saying? That you come over and you stay for a half of a month again. She got to get her period. y'all get that period twice a month, right?
Every 28 days.
That's twice a month, I guess. And around that time, and then you leave again, you got to know how to do it. This guy right here standing around, kicking his feet up. Act like you got a job. Like, go chill with your boys, how to play PlayStation or something. Mm-mm. Or act he like you're still in the army.
He living off of his disability check from the government, from being in the service. And that ain't, clearly, that ain't enough to pay the bills because he can't even keep his damn car. He's clearly homeless. He better go live in that car.
Now you can't do that because of the kids. I'm sure she got love for him because the meat put that spot.
So he better take his ass home and find somewhere to hide that car until he can goddamn pay the note and keep them people off his ass. Okay.
But listen,
he better go sling that big dick on OnlyFans and make him some money.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why don't you manage this guy? You know what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead and do something and put it out there and see if it works. But that'll always work for everybody, G. You know, a lot of people be trying that shit. That shit don't work all the time.
Say that, Taylor. That never happened to you guys? When no one tries, like, oversee their welcome?
All the time.
I'm gonna let a nigga know. I'm gonna let a nigga know. Baby, your time is up.
That was my whole life. Every time I had sex with a girl, I wanted them gone right away.
They would stay at your house?
They just act like they is like, so you have sex. I hate, and I really hate the ones that like jump on your bed as soon as you say, yeah. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you gotta go. Now it's like, I'm spending an hour or something trying to text my boys and stuff like, say we need someone, you got a flat tire.
Yeah, you got an emergency, 911, call me and tell me you need me to go. Listen, I didn't goddamn made up shit to do and spent the block and pulled back in the house. Like, bye, nigga, get out. I just want to go.
Yes, I got to get you gone.
Because my house is very comfortable. You know that Boosie video where he be laying in the bed and he be like, damn, this shit pressure. And the Wi-Fi jumping. That's how homeboy was at this girl house.
Yeah. Can't make it comfortable for him. That's what I'm saying. I want her to make it uncomfortable.
They all never
want to
leave.
Leave pads around, girl. Like, leave pads. Like, as soon as you open the bathroom, especially you got to pee. Make sure you drink up. Give him a lot of water in the middle before y'all go to bed. Baby, drink this. And then put a pad on the ground. And just put a little bit of blood on it. You know what I'm saying? And have him step on it when you got to piss in the bathroom.
Just be honest.
You don't got to do
exactly. Just tell him how you feel. You don't got to go through all of that. Thank you, Taylor. Just tell him how you
dropping
feel.
Dropping a pad?
That's gross. Just let him know.
Let him step on that shit.
You've overworn. You're welcome. I am drained. You and your children. I'm sorry. But give him a couple of days. Be like, look, you got 48 hours. This is your last 48. Okay. The first 48, this is your last 48. All right. And then after that, you got to go.
Gee, I think she told him that because she said.
But he keeps saying one more day, one more day. Yeah, no. Don't, no. Tell him ain't no more one more days. I'm going to give you two more days and you got to get the fuck out. I'm done.
That meat gave you one more day. I'm telling you.
I can do bad by my damn self.
I don't think she's doing bad. She just wants him to be more motivated.
She is doing bad. They eating her out of house and home. She ain't going to have no groceries tomorrow. She let him stay some more.
All right, so that's what he got to do. She got to create this. Have the kids go to a camp because they there all day, right? And have his ass start doing golf. Sign his ass up to golfing, paintball fighting. Sign his ass up to like.
Ain't nobody got no money for all that. He can't even pay his car note.
Exactly.
So she wants to pay that too. She got to buy groceries and send him out on activities.
Yo, I'd say he's one of the kids. Like,
the
come
fourth
on.
Child, right?
He's the fourth child. You got to take the kid. Yo, he go to soccer and basketball practice. You got to pick him up. And then daddy got to over here golfing with his friends. He might start drinking and smoking cigars.
Ain't no dick that good.
They're not even together.
Right. Take that again.
Where's the mom, like you said, Gigi? Because I don't understand I need to know more backstory of why.
Why is the mama ain't feeding them greedy ass little rugrats? Why she got to feed him and his kids?
Exactly.
You and your kids?
You better watch what cat you eat or you feed, yo. You better watch what cat you feed, yo. You feed a cat, you know it's never going to leave.
That's true.
I told you the time where I was in a relationship and my ex, he was just staying over my house a lot. And I'm just like, nigga, I need space or whatever. Come to find out, we're getting this huge argument. And he comes out like, that's why, like, I've been homeless for all this shit. Cause mind you, we used to get into arguments because I didn't give him a key to my place. And I'm like, why am I?
Are you paying the rent?
Exactly. No, none of that shit.
So you get
one
of
the keys in my place.
Yeah.
And we used to get an argument.
You can't ask for a key if you don't ask for the rent. How much the rent? That's what you should be asking.
Rent's cheap.
That's what he should have been asking. He should have been asking you how much is his rent, and then how much is your rent, and then once he paid it, you would have wanted to give him a key. Here, baby. You got to earn a key, honey.
What if he's sucking your toes? What if he's sucking your toes?
I cannot pay my bills with good feels. Okay. I don't give a fuck how good you make me feel. That. I can't pay my bills with that. Okay.
That's a good one, Gigi.
Title. But he used to, and then I got asked, because I'm like, so when he wouldn't stay here, I'm like, so where the fuck were you staying at then? Like, his other bitch. And then he tried to turn it on me, like, that's what you come in, like,
I'm yeah. Hold on. Like, so you got a guy from the homeless shelter. That's no, fucking, I didn't. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Dude. No, he's dating I didn't.
Guy, her boy from the homeless shelter. Yeah. And now she talk about, now you mad that he's finally telling you that the place you picked him up in front of was a homeless shelter.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was. You're
so annoying.
Yes, it was.
Whatever. I got rid of him.
Thank you. Listen,
good. Good for you.
I put it together for you. Huh? Why? That's messed up.
Because, yeah. First of all, no. This is what you're not going to do. You're not going to try to turn it on me and like, oh, so this is how you feel. You've been hiding this shit from me, not being honest, but then now you mad because I'm coming at you like, for the fuck
you got rid of him because he's homeless. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's it. Listen. Wax, you met him. Was you having raw sex with him?
Yeah.
Okay, then. How the fuck you gonna leave your man? So that's your boyfriend. How you leave your man
because
he's homeless? I said, what the fuck going on?
No,
you
know, fuck
he's
him. Homeless? No.
It ain't her fault he homeless. He a grown-ass man.
I get it, but why'd she leave him?
Because it was more than that. Like, he was pushing me away and everything else. And I'm not going to keep trying to run after you when you're trying to push me away. Like, oh, you just don't care, da-da-da. And then everything else.
You don't care, this man going through it.
And then 2 weeks later, he's going to be like, can you, like, pick up, da-da-da. When I'm done with a nigga, do not think I'm gonna come back running after you. I'm not gonna do that.
Well, thank God. He wasn't good for me anyway.
First of all, he wasn't good for me anyway. He didn't support what I did. Like, he was mad, jealous, and everything else. He didn't like.
I was having raw sex. That's very supportive. How much more supportive can you be?
What are you
to trust somebody?
About?
I trust you, and I sleep next to you.
No, in a relationship, like how you and Carlos was like build each other up. He wasn't. All he wanted me to do was fucking just take care. He wanted another mom,
another kid.
With all the shit I'm doing now, he would have a whole attitude with it. Like, he just wasn't. It was not going to work out anyway. Homeless or not.
I be having attitudes when Carly be talking to people. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Why? Oh, okay. It's cause.
Why?
I don't know. It's just cause.
Because men are very insecure. They can't help it.
I give it to you. What's up?
My man knows, like, everyone. He's a Virgo just like you, Rex. But
if he is
insecure, he don't let me. I don't know that.
It's not about being insecure. It's like knowing what you want. I mean, what you got. If you got a hoopty on the side of the road and you'll let the kids play in basketball outside and the ball hit the car a couple of times, you wouldn't mind. But if you got your new amazing car that you love so much, I don't think you're going to park it right there knowing they're going to be playing catch. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I know how it is out there. I know other people are going to be wanting to hit on my girl and stuff like that. So I just, like, you know, sniffing around. Respect, I do, and she gotta trust me too. But she be motherfucking sniffing too, and I'm sure y'all be sniffing around y'all mans too, because y'all know how females are. I know how dudes are. So hold on.
So
you telling me if your guy talking to a girl and he mentioned her more than one time, you're not looking for her Instagram? You're not looking. Come on, talk to me, Gigi. You too. I want to know how y'all really do this. Like, how y'all think y'all man might be on to a girl or something? Because y'all hear her name one time. Oh, she's getting looked up. Y'all putting y'all girls on her. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
it's
come
not
on.
All that. No. I'm going to do my own research first. And then,
That part.
Come on.
I'll ask him what's up. I'll ask him straight.
That part. Listen, communication. I'm trying to tell y'all. Ask and you shall receive. The best way to find out the truth is to ask the question. Ask directly to the source.
Yep.
Ain't no snooping and trying to go through phones and sneaking and trying to get passwords and emails and all that. Mm-mm. Baby, what's up? Who's Tasha? And why y'all talking so much?
Is Tasha
bringing us a check?
Because if not, either
Tasha bringing us a check or she ready to eat this pussy. What's
Tasha? Tasha who?
You know who the fuck Tasha is.
First of all,
Tasha from where?
Tasha that you keep fucking talking to. Okay, who's Tasha?
That's her name.
Whatever her name is, but what's up with that? All right.
We trying to figure something out about some bread. That's all we trying to figure out.
Okay. That's why I said either she bringing us a check or she coming to eat this pussy is one or the other. Otherwise, y'all ain't got nothing to talk about. That part.
You got it. Done there. But listen, that's how wifey's supposed to check shit. You don't leave that. And that's how my wifey checked me. She says something about a female. It's like, oh, that she hitting you again. I never even talk to the girl again. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I know how to get checked. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and I'm learning that. Before I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? Girls know, and guess what? Guys know. So yeah, don't call it insecure. Call it like, I know the value of what I got. So I'm gonna keep my shit right here to the side. I mean, I don't want y'all.
Come on, know your worth.
Come on,
you better know your worth, black man. You better know your worth, black man.
And that's all I'm saying. So if a guy like be all over his shorty and like be on his shit, that's how he'd love her. But if I let my girl all in the wolves, all these motherfuckers out here is wolves. These is a fucking jungle out here. If you don't think that I know what I got, these niggas want this shit too. You see what I'm saying? And she the same way. She be like, I know how much I love my man. I know how dope my dude is. When he go out there with these chicks, somebody gonna want this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So you better keep your eye on your man. I hope y'all doing that.
I'm single. Meanwhile, while we listen to this next call, I'm gonna grab me a refill on my cocktail, okay? I'll be right back.
What was the verdict?
The verdict is she need to be honest and let him know. 48 hours. You got 48 hours to get your shit together. You got to go. Pack up the kids.
Then he gonna make her squeal again. And that's gonna buy him another day. I'm telling you, that squealing makes this shit all change. Make the girl's mind change. Cause she's gonna start fiending for it. And she always think about, you know how guys always be like, we always know what girl to nut into. If a guy ain't nothing to you, he'll want nothing to you. Because we want nothing to everything, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So this, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Okay, good. All right.
Good morning, Bully and the Beast. Good morning, gang. Taylor, Twerk Guy, Smith. So this is the thing, y'all. I was on and off with this man for 5 years. He was always cheating. Whenever I caught him cheating, we'll break up maybe 8-9 months. On and off. Mm-hmm. I was a little naive at first. Once I caught him, like the first time, I was on it, though. I was watching boy. Long story short, after the 5 years of going back and forth with this man, I went to go get my pussy checked. Of course, that's what you do. And not a regular piss in a cup stick, a blood test, y'all. And what did I find out? I have contracted type 2 herpes. And Jesus. That just means those bumpy situations y'all be talking about. I've probably experienced one of them, but that's it. And I'm a whole 29-year-old woman. This is the tea. Once I told the dude I was with for 5 years on and off cheating, he told me I gave it to him. And so I'm like,
That's a move.
I got the blood work done, you know, to make sure I'm all right. Ain't nothing crazy didn't happen since this man been dipping his meat in places. But now he's like, oh, you gave me that shit. And I'm just like, I'm the responsible party that got my pussy checked. You just been out here fucking and fucking. And now we both got something. So long story short, we broke up. And he's always calling me because he feel like I'm the only person that he can be with. I'm a part of that
community. Because y'all both got that shit.
But I'm looking at him crazy.
You got, herpes like,
he got me fucked up. And now I'm just living with this issue. Safe sex is the best sex. But yeah, give me some bully and abuse advice.
First of all, you can get herpes when you have on a condom. Herpes, like safe sex, is not going to stop you from getting herpes.
Yeah, somebody got it.
Skin to skin contact, whether there's a condom involved or not. That's not something that comes out of the penis, like a trichomonas or a chlamydia, gonorrhea. You know, you can protect yourself from those type of sexual transmitted infections by using a condom. But when it comes to herpes, it's skin-to-skin contact. So that's not something that can be protected against with condoms, first of all.
Yeah.
Second, I'm not trying to be on her side because she's a woman. However, men don't go to the doctor. Men send a bitch to the doctor, and if she okay, then he okay. That's just what y'all do, which is terrible. Wow. Okay? So he knew, is what I'm going to say. He knew he had it. He was just waiting for you to come back and tell him that you finally had it so that he can blame it on you, okay? There's no way that he did not know that he had the goddamn herpes simplex too, okay? He just slipped up. He slipped up and still hit while he was having the outbreak, and you, unfortunately, is now infected with this a terrible situation that you're going to live with for the rest of your life. I'm so sorry to hear that this happened to you, girl.
Yes. Ouch.
But at the end of the day, don't let him blame you and put the blame on you for you both having it. And of course, he felt like you the only one that he can deal with.
That's now. Because
you the smartest one out of all the 55 bitches he fucking with. Okay, you was the smart one that went to get your pussy checked. And now you know what's up and he know you know what's up. So now he feel like, oh, well, you the only one I can be with. Lies. Because y'all both got that shit, but still, lies. You want to know why lies?
It's a whole community.
Exactly. Because every 54 other one of them hoes, he been fucking got that shit too, probably. Okay? And it's just one big old herpy happy family. And you, ma'am, should exit stage left, okay?
She can
exit stage left because he was very disrespectful about the situation. For one, giving it to her. For two, trying to blame it on her. Okay.
Ouch.
She should exit stage left and leave the scene. Okay. And what she should do moving forward is make sure that when she gets with the next guy, she's not having an outbreak. So she don't pass that shit to whoever is whoever and whoever. Girl, protect yourself. Woo.
I but not the herpes. Yeah, but you got to understand is like... Girls don't always know when their outbreak is coming on. They don't always know when their period is about to come on. They don't always know, like when they're about to get a headache. That's what I'm saying. So you're not going to know when you got an outbreak. You might be smashing some dude that you might think that you're okay.
But if you know you have herpes, then you should be checking for the outbreak before you involve yourself in any sexual situation. You need to goddamn bust them legs open and get a compact mirror and do a herp check, okay? You need to make sure you ain't bumpy and having no goddamn outbreaks and no nothing happening down there before you move forward with throwing that pussy to a real nigga or a broke nigga or a big dick nigga or whatever nigga. You need to make sure your shit is straight. If you know that you're carrying it inside your system, she went and got a blood test, okay?
Yeah,
so if you know that it's laying dormant within your blood cells, then you need to be on point. You need to be responsible here on out, moving forward with whatever person you're in contact with. And if you was a real, well, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna just say, stay careful. That's all.
Please be careful because it's out here.
Be careful.
I'm so
because
happy
the same
I'm out the
way
game.
He passed it to you, you could pass it to the next person.
I'm out the game. I'm out the game and we healthy and praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So I'm done. Only way that I get something, she give it to me. You know what I'm saying? So it will be that way. But that's definitely one of the things that guys say. Like a girl, my girls said they'd be like, I got something. I'm like, it was you. And when I was wild, any of the other girls did say, I got something, it was definitely them. You know what I'm saying? I had something. I always tell the story. Like, I had something in high school. Me and a couple of my guys got it. We all smashed the same girl. I had a yeast infection. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody else here had a fucking STD before. Like, wow. Be fucking careful people. I'm proud of you.
I've had trichomonas before. And yeast infection isn't sexually transmitted.
You probably had fucking, was it chlamydia or something?
No, you probably had chlamydia or trichomonas.
Yeah, they told me I had bacteria on my
in your penis.
Yep. So whatever they called it back then, I thought it was yeast infection.
Yeah, it was probably trichomonas. Anywho, safety first, okay?
Safety first always.
But when it comes to the hurt, a condom ain't gonna stop that, unfortunately.
Yeah, girl.
That's skin to skin contact. You can use all the condoms you want, and you can pull out and tie it in a knot and flush it down the toilet. You still gonna catch the hurt if it's happening cut from the skin.
Do you feel bad if you let somebody eat you out just knowing that you got it in your system? I mean, I'm not shaming nobody. This is all questions. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
well, you know, you let somebody eat that, it. I don't. Well, as long as there isn't an outbreak, it's not transmittable.
Peace.
So if you have it in your system and you know you have it in your system, then again, you should just be checking for those outbreaks before you decide to bust it open.
I'm just saying, you think
that's
this...
the only way.
But somebody, if somebody tell me I got herpes, I'm not going to go down and eat it ever. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Safety first, homeboy. I applaud you for being safe. But
yeah.
It's a sticky situation, Paul.
Sticky situation, man. Sticky.
Ooh, child,
I don't know nothing. Yeah, but you have to be in that. Well, I expect you to stay in that realm of people, so y'all can't eat each other pussies and do whatever you want to do. Like you, like all right, fuck it. It's just like a free for all, right? Am I saying the wrong thing, or she should get married to somebody and live a normal life?
She still can live a normal life, and if she does in fact become a fiance and a wife, then she should definitely let said husband know before they walk down the aisle that in fact she has this disease living within her, okay?
Yes.
Because that is just betrayal if you marry a man knowing you got the herpes and don't tell
him. Come on now. That's very disrespectful.
And vice versa. Amen. Old Harry Herp over there need to make sure he tell all his hoes that he got the herp laying dormant in his system as well. Okay.
I ain't know. Come on, family. You gotta slow down.
Nice. You can always play dumb, but still be honest and let them know that that's what you're working with. Okay. You have to allow a woman to choose the things that she wants to get involved in. You can't just put her in a situation knowing that you're putting her in a situation. Allow her to decide if that's the situation that she wants to be part of.
Give her a choice. Yes, please, bro. Both of y'all.
Both of y'all. Exactly. Yeah, man. When you in that situation, Christ. You gotta, thank God I ain't never caught that one.
C. Smith, you hearing all this type of stuff. This type of stuff is out there in the sex world. So you stay over there, you be a good girl over there.
All right.
C. Smith over there, she's still in high school. She's doing a great job.
I'm done. I'm 23.
Hey, listen, man. We about to go into this email segment. And again, we're going to give you some advice. And if you keep on fucking it up, we'll fix it up for you. Or
fill the holes.
Yeah, we'll fix it up and you fuck it up. All the same shit. All right, listen, if you want to do that, go to thebullyandthebeast@gmail.com. And I heard Smith is reading this shit today. Let's see if Smith got it. If anything to do with like titties and sex and stuff like that, Smith, I want you to say beep. All right?
I'm so done with you.
All right.
Okay. So
not the censorship.
So she says, I've been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years. I'm 25 and have a 4-year-old. I've been with my boyfriend since my child was 1 year old, and now I'm pregnant. Just found out about 2 weeks ago. This is something he and I always discussed, having this baby, but now that I'm pregnant, I'm not sure this is what I want. He's super excited, and I cannot say that I am. Oh. It's a very up-and-down relationship, mostly me trying to leave and always just ending up staying, but I'll tell you where we are currently. Emotionally, he has stepped up a lot and basically now treating me how he should. And it's been like this for, I'd say, 1.5 years. I don't have to worry about the girls. He's loyal. He cooks. He's thoughtful, less arguing.
You're better than me.
Home every day and not out with the guys. He's a big part of my daughter's life and stepped up and took on that role because her dad ain't shit. Mm. He caters to me and loves me and will do anything to see me smile. But y'all, he's broke. He doesn't have He doesn't have a job, and I've never seen him work a job for even 6 months. He's an aspiring rapper. Oh, Lord. And yes, he's talented, but goddamn it, that shit ain't paying the bills. Now,
pressure.
Don't get me wrong. When he has it, he helps. He gives money towards rent, groceries, etc. But it's not enough, and it's not stable. He doesn't always have it, and it's exhausting. I work.
Are you smashing raw?
I'm sorry. True question. So she said, it's not enough. She said, I work in corporate and get my ass up for work every day, and it's annoying seeing him just not doing anything. And I feel like it has made me have a lack of respect for him, and it affects our relationship.
I get it.
And now with the baby on the way, I'm not sure if I want to keep it because that's how strongly I feel about it. Ouch. Like, should I think the baby will make him want to get some money? Do I want to have 3 kids? I don't know, y'all help me. Also, best sex of my life.
That's the problem.
That's where it is.
Yeah, and listen, the same thing with women. You know what I'm saying? I always say, if you have good pussy, it's going to fuck your life up. I ain't saying get a girl that got trash, but not the one that's going to fuck your brain up to where as soon as she leaves the house, like, you can't, if you in the bushes everywhere she goes, she talks to her boss, like, hey, how you doing, John? I'm like, fuck you, John. I'll fucking kill you, John, for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Y'all seen fucking Serial Mom or something like that. What's the lady name that she killed the lady for the parking spot? Like, this bitch is out of control. You know what I'm saying? So, not you don't want somebody like that.
I knew that the big dick, best dick ever was going to come into play at one point of that email. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming because those be the ones. It'd be the most caring, loyal, home. Listen, he's a hobo. He's a homosexual, okay? He is with you because he ain't got shit and he needs you to take care of him, girl. Of course, he is happy and ecstatic. Remember the Dave Chappelle episode when Dave Chappelle got Oprah pregnant? Of course he is happy and ecstatic to get you pregnant, bitch. He didn't fuck. Nailed it. Got him. Okay, he got you, girl. Listen, if you have that baby, you are stuck taking care of this man for the rest of your life. Ouch. A baby ain't gonna make him step up. I'm not saying to get abortion because babies are blessings, but a baby is not gonna make this man step up. He is already comfortable with living the life that y'all live. He is A-okay. You are handling shit and he is fine with that. You are enabling him to do this. And he ain't going nowhere. And guess what? A baby is only going to put the nail in the coffin.
More
put the nail in the coffin. Now, on the flip side of that coin, you said that he's been in your daughter's life for all of her life.
Great guy, though, G.
Great guy and all of that, right? Maybe if you do have the baby and continue with what you have going on, you working in corporate and him staying home, maybe you could just make him Mr. Mom. He could be a stay-at-home mom.
Expensive babysitter.
And yeah, because babysitters are expensive. Daycare is high as hell, you know. He expensive can homeschool the kids and he can cook and clean. She said he cooks and he does all these things, right?
And you go fuck your boss. Listen,
you got built-in babysitter, but just know that he ain't gonna change. So just know that if you agree to move forward with this situation, then you need to be prepared to hunker down and keep continuing to take care of him because he's not going to step up.
Yeah, listen, you got to have a deacon at the church you can smash. You got to have your boss you can smash. You know what I'm saying? It got other guys that you can smash. If this guy, I don't like two penises a year. I don't like that shit at all. So I'm sorry. You know, you're right.
Take that deacon. All right, well, getting one thing, though, too. He's still trying to be a rapper. So.
Oh yeah, that part.
It went over my head. You're right.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. Kill it, okay? Kill the rap career.
Yes,
okay?
Chill out.
Kill the rap career. All that studio time and all of that time and effort that you putting into these raps, you need to be putting into getting some real money, okay?
You know what I learned?
Rap shit is not going to work for you, sir.
You know what I learned for that to help somebody finish? Like if somebody's stuck on something, it's something that you got to create. Them to be able to go into something and gradually go into it if you want them to do it. You can't talk to them about it because now they're going to try to prove you wrong. That's going to fuel their fire. You got to know who you're dealing with. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to fuel this person fire. So what you got to do, you got to create a situation and have them go in that situation and have them not have enough time to start doing rap. Yeah, I was going to do rap, but I started climbing in this faster. You know what I'm talking about?
He ain't going to have time to go to the studio because he's going to be, I was about to say breastfeeding. Cause he gonna be changing diapers and goddamn being daddy daycare. Okay.
And listen, he still got to meet a man at the end of the day, so he still got to cut the grass at the end of the day too. So this guy gonna have his hands full.
He got a lot of responsibilities. He ain't gonna have a lot of. The baby is gonna take away from him being able to try to be a rapper because now he is a stay at home mom. Okay, that's his.
Yes. Job. Listen, tell him you got postpartum. Don't give him no pussy for the whole year. You know what I'm saying?
Just nah, she can't live without that best dick ever. That's the best dick ever. She gonna want that. As 6 to 8 weeks is up, she gonna be busting it open like she ain't busted open before, okay?
Well, guess what? When he cooked that meal, when he fuck you good and cooked that meal for her and he say serve her some wine, where the fuck she going? That's a fucking maid with a meat. We want that. Men want a fucking maid and we can smash our maids. Why you think our wives don't want us to have our maid be all pretty? Because we know that we're going to eventually smash that motherfucker. So get that old-ass lady. I'm happy for the old lady, too, because I ain't got time for you. Looking around, she bend over and shit. I had to fucking my eyes get big that day because my girl wouldn't want to give me no pussy because we arguing. I ain't got time for that shit. I keep that motherfucking pointy-titty girl away from me.
Pointy-titty.
Hey, beautiful. I love you. I don't know. You know, the pointy-titty is like, put a bra on, motherfucker. We see him.
No, but you're right. I think that she needs to also, if he's going to stay at home, millions of people are staying at home right now. Find a way to make money.
Find a way to make money.
Yeah, OnlyFans.
But not even just that. If he wants to be a rapper and everything else, make sure he has another job. But if he wants to still inspire, be whatever, like, he could do that through YouTube or whatever, try and make coins from there. He needs to have he can't just be inspiring to just be a rapper.
Nigga sell weed, nigga. But, fuck, let's do it the old way. Go get some fucking sneakers. Go get some white tees and Lucy's and fucking yo. When I left Miami, yo, I went to Carolina. I was sitting there. I had a bunch of these $5 Knicks. I bought the whole case, so I got them for like $2, selling for $6. I got a bunch of packs of fucking Newports. I emptied them out in the box. I was selling 50-cent Lucy's. You see what I'm saying? Like I had the bootleg. I had the dudes with shots. I had a bunch of red cups. I was giving people shots for $5 shots. You got to make it happen. You got to do the fuck you got to do. I was about to be a bootlegger in Carolina. That's how I figured that shit the fuck out. But I had to motivate myself and get some type of money flow. At least, unless you want to go fucking OnlyFans, start doing how many times you can jerk off for the day. Start challenging people who can jerk off this many times a day. I think a guy should only probably have three. But if you do 10 jerk offs in a day and nut 10 times a day, bro, that's something somebody should do. And I think you'll go far in OnlyFans real fast. Whoever do that, you owe me some money.
Take this. Speaking of OnlyFans, Gigi.
Yes.
She's gonna pop in with the coins on OnlyFans.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Gigi, what type of OnlyFans you out here doing? Gigi.
Miss show me the money in the building. Okay. Yes. One of my bags comes from the OnlyFans. Okay. I've actually made close to 100,000 just in this year off of OnlyFans.
What the fuck can I do without seeing my meat?
So listen, I am not busting it open the way that people are busting open. I am not a porn star. I have never been a porn star. I was once known as your favorite stripper. So I am very sexy. I am serving up all this body, yada, yada, okay? I got a pole upstairs. I am very creative and flexible. So I'm getting it popping on the OnlyFans, but I am not a porn star. So no, I'm not sucking dick. No, I'm not goddamn getting fucked. And no, I don't want to see
good
a dick.
Good job,
so
Gigi.
Don't send it to me.
There you go.
But you can subscribe. Miss Show Me the Money, link in my bio, okay? And cut the coin. We can be friends.
Listen, G, I heard that you got like a class for pole dancing classes, right?
Yes, I am a pole fitness instructor.
I want to invest into that type of shit.
I've been teaching pole dancing and twerk classes since I was a stripper. And I don't teach on a regular basis as much as I used to because I honestly just don't have the time currently. But I am available for private lessons and pole parties and twerk workshops and
all of the above. I'm looking at it as like a workout thing. You see
it
what
is
I'm
definitely
saying?
A workout. Let me tell you something. I have never been one to work out traditionally, but I've maintained my body by dancing on the pole for sure. Yeah. Pole dancing, in my opinion, speaking as a professional, pole dancing is the best workout a woman. It's a full body workout. It works your core, it works your upper body, it works your legs, and most importantly, it works your confidence because you begin to learn that confidence is sexy and that we all have that sexy woman. It doesn't matter if you're big or small, short or tall, young or old, we are all sexy and we all have that confidence in us that's going to bring that sexiness out of us. And I have mastered the art of doing so.
Yes, and the man right here tell you exactly what she said, because you could be big, as long as you ain't sloppy and nasty. Sloppy and nasty just stink, just sloppy, nasty, and stink. But if you got that confidence and you're a beautiful woman, okay, if you big or whatever, I'd rather that big woman with that confidence than that girl who thinking she just so insecure and all fucked up. Listen, on the side, she's all small. That ain't what it is.
I've taught pole classes since about 2007 and 2008. Peace. And I've had 80-pound, 90-pound women that were not strong enough to lift their little teeny bodies. And I've also had 300-pound women that was upside down and spinning around the pole. Size does not matter when it comes to pole dancing. Strength does. And if you don't have strength, you can gain the strength by just starting. You know, it's just like any other workout. You're going to be sore the next day. You're going to be sore for the first couple of days. But it works. It works for your confidence. It works for your sexiness. And most importantly, it works to keep that
confidence
body
building.
It is core. It is all core and upper body.
Yes. That's really dope, yo. I said, damn, I'm gonna talk to her about that. That's kind of fire. Like, I want to get like a, because me, I'm thinking, I'm like, I can get a room and get like 30 fucking poles and have this motherfucking shit filled. They was like, Gigi, do that. I was like, what? I'm like,
when I left Magic City, before moving to New York, I had a pole fitness studio here in Atlanta that
that's
I owned and operated full time. When I moved to New York, unfortunately, I had to shut it down because, you know, I wasn't able to be here to run it, and it was still sort of new. It was like 2 years old.
Is it good
when
money
I went
in
to
it?
Yeah, it is. When I went to New York, I started to teach at a studio that was owned by one of my friends. And I also have a studio in Philly where I teach at sporadically. But right now, opening another studio in Atlanta is not in my immediate plans. Maybe later on down the line. But I do enjoy teaching. I do enjoy pole dancing. And even if I was never a stripper, if I came across pole dancing in my adult life, I would still feel the same way.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Like, because all girls got this little freak thing in them. That,
Listen, everybody's twerking, everybody see a pole and want to jump on it. You get on a party bus and they got a pole, everybody's jumping on it, swinging around.
So, I mean, listen, of course, I'm going to have an age limit, you know what I'm saying, to it. But you know, I would love to do something like that and have it to be like a real workout class because girls always do that. Get some dope music and have them going in there. Let's see what they got at first or whatever the case may be and show them some different mode. I already know you was killing. It makes sense.
It's a lot of fun.
Women and kids. It's like they spend all the money. Make something for them.
Okay, so this is Hey Bully and the Beast. First, I love y'all podcasts.
Thank you.
You should be having me dying. Y'all a little harsh on T Diddy sometimes, though.
Hey, take that, take that.
Anyway, I have a problem. I heard y'all last episode about bro being a sex addict, and I low-key fell, dude. I'm a 29-year-old man. I have a great-paying job working in a hospital. I'm in a faithful relationship with my wife of 4 years.
Okay.
We have one kid, and everything is going great. It's only one problem. My sex drive is just too high for her. She's a little conservative, and I'm damn near a porn star. I want sex every day, unless it's a short week.
Yes, same.
Like, we have a sex doula, and it just isn't enough for me, to the point where I'll go masturbate if she doesn't want to have sex at that moment.
All right, duh.
I really don't know what to do, because I feel like I have to get my rocks off, but she's telling me it's too much and too often. Like, what does she want me to go do? Go cheat? I could never do that. But damn, lady, I only want to fuck her. And as I said, my sex drive is extremely high, which she knew before every married. So please, Bully and the Beast, tell me what to do with this lady. By the way, we are both listeners, so she might or may not know that this is about her.
LOL. It's about you, girl. It's about you. Whoever you are, sit with your man right now. This shit is about your ass. That's who the fuck is about. You know, GG, what you got?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So, sis, get with the program, sis. You got you a good man with a good job. He married you. Even if you don't feel like it, just let him have what he need. Because guess what? The last thing you want him to do is go get it from somewhere else, okay? And listen, if it comes to when he want to watch porn and masturbate, baby, watch him. Be a voyeur.
Or play yourself. Sit in the room. Play with yourself. Play with yourself.
Play with your nipples or something while he over there going... Get up under him and catch that nut when he ride the bus, baby.
Motivation.
Yes, just be there for him, okay? If he wants to have way more sex than you are physically inclined to have, still be a support system for him when he needs sexually release, because you are his wife. Through thick or through thin, through richer for poorer, and goodness and health, horny or not, okay? You are a wife. You took vows before your family and God, and these are your womanly duties to make sure that your man is satisfied. And again, even if he is satisfying himself, be there for him. And husband,
yes, hubby, husband.
You goddamn freakily sex whore.
Check off.
Maybe this is just a phase. You what, 29, okay? So maybe you are at your sexual peak, and this is a phase that you're going through, and maybe you're going to bust 1,000 nuts and get over it. Just keep going and know that one day you're going to get tired of this shit and it's going to calm itself down. This is just a phase that you're going through. As long as y'all can get through this, y'all can get through anything. And I wish y'all a million nuts, okay, together.
A piece. that means she got to partake in a little bit more. Because
it ain't nothing better than when y'all come at the same time.
It is.
When you come at the same time, that's not great. That's amazing. At least for women, we love that shit. Like,
but I want y'all to know we be lying. You gotta listen. You gotta listen to the whole thing. You gotta listen to the whole thing.
I know
y'all do too. I'm about to ask you a question. I know y'all do too, because it's like, you know, when a girl say, I'm about to nut too, and then you want to just have that experience of y'all nutting together. You say, I'm nothing too. Y'all both do that together. So if a guy say, I'm nothing, and you know he about the nut, you just, girls don't like fake nut just to make the guy feel that y'all doing it together?
I never fake it.
Wow, okay.
Never. I never fake it. I'm never going to give you, I am never going to give you the satisfaction of thinking that you made me orgasm.
That part.
And in fact, you didn't. I am sorry. I have never lied. Nobody faked it?
What do you mean that she'll fake it just so they could come together?
No, that's not coming together.
I know, but you just act like you come in just to say you coming with the person. Like, ah, you come. Ah, mm-hmm. When you hear a scream, you just
Listen. Sounds like waxing. She like calling doing a lot of fake.
I know this ain't lip service. However,
I don't know.
The only thing that's better than you coming with your partner is if you're having a threesome and you make the guy and the girl come at the same time. I'm saying, what gets better?
That's hot.
Wait, hold on. Go back. I need to hear this story.
In a threesome, when you make the guy and the girl come at the same time,
how do you do that at the same time?
You eat her out.
So you could be exactly. Wow. You could be eating her pussy. He can be fucking you.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they both come at the same time. Even if you don't come with them, them both coming at the same time is like, yes, I did that. From the Rooter to the Suitor. Okay.
I don't know nothing. I'm engaged. I'm a fiance.
You're a fiance. I'm trying to get the sun then shifted on the show.
Yeah, I see
it. Do you think it's interesting why like she doesn't have a sex drive? They are just in two different times
in their lives sexually, and that's fine. Like I said, it's a phase. I promise you. Listen, y'all, I'm 41 years old and I've been around the block in reverse 3 times. Okay. This is a phase he's going through. He's going to get past it, but she just needs to support him through it. Even if she don't feel like actually physically having sex, moan or something, just be in the room. Yeah. Let him look at the titties, bust it open for
put
a real
titty
nigga.
In the
just
mouth. Put the titty in the mouth.
Be supportive, sis. That's all I'm saying.
Put your toe in his mouth. If you
just be supportive.
Like, baby, guess what? I want you to jerk off.
Be supportive and don't sex shame him. Don't make him feel bad because his sex drive is this high and yours isn't. Sex shaming.
Bro, you're married, so I mean, you can't step out. So you know what you got to do. You just got to find. And the thing, the only reason why he's upset because he watched the same porn over and over and over again. So he's got to find out some new ones. That's the only reason why he's upset, because he's watching the same old fucking
porn. I'm only making it worse.
He watches the same porn over and over.
Okay, here we go.
This guy, that's why he's upset. Now, I bet you if we could throw him some more great new sites and stuff like that, oh, that's years. And we could put like years in his catalog to where he could jerk off the new porn. He won't give a fuck about it. Then as he jerk off, that drive will go away. You see what I'm saying? But right now, he watched every porn already. He jerked off to everything. Watching a second scene again after you hate these people already is a fucking problem. Mm.
I got some advice. They should start filming their own sexual escapades. So when he gets really horny and she don't feel like it, he can go watch their porn. And then it's like, she's there still.
No, because you understand, after you watch porn, you hate the person that you're there with. So
that's
you
not true.
Every time I watch somebody on sex, that's why I don't watch a sex tape with me and Carla, because if we watch a sex tape, I'm going to end up hating her. So when I nut off with porn, I hate that person who made me nut because I'm looking stupid.
But not when it's your own.
What?
Porn.
Like, what?
Not when it's your own. I don't want to risk it. Listen, I watch a lot of porn, and I watch like some really disgusting, disrespectful ass porn. Sometimes I nut and I be like,
the fuck?
I feel bad that I was even involved in what I was involved in. My body feels good, but my mind feels terrible because I'm like, you nasty bitch.
Thank you. I waste all my
But when it's my own porn, I'm so turned on by, first of all, I'm a pleaser. Like, I love to please. I'm turned on by the fact that I know that what I'm doing is giving you pleasure. Okay. So if I'm watching my own porn and I'm seeing what I'm doing and how great it's making him feel, I'm not going to feel bad about that at the end. I don't want to watch it again.
I hear you. I don't want to chance it. I'm like, because I don't want to not like you. Because every time I do that, I'm talking about, if I watch that same porn, if I see the same porn in the Rolodex, I'd be like, these motherfuckers still around. Why the fuck you still around? Like, that's how I am. You made me jerk off before. I hate to, I look so stupid jerking off. You know what I'm saying? And my hands are all fucking rough and shit like that, big as hell. So what type of fucking hands you need these jerking off? Imagine these jerking off. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. It's still skin at the end of the day. I ain't got time for that jerking off shit. It's not,
first of all, Gigi, do not let this nigga lie to you, because he has a whole story about how he used to jerk off everywhere.
With the Vaseline, right?
Yeah.
I didn't watch enough episodes.
Before that, he said he used to jerk off randomly. You just had like a jerking off escapade.
I used to, and that's what I know. I was wondering why my kid was all fucked up, because he's fucking hands.
Back to my point of saying that this is a phase that this man is going through. You went through your phase where you wanted to jerk off all the time. This man is currently going through a phase where he has a really extremely high sex drive. this too shall pass. Okay.
It's gonna pass.
Let's just get through it. Husband and wife. Happily ever after.
T Diddy and Twerk, can y'all send him a bunch of new porn stuff so he could get some time off? Jesus, you say he like 30, you say he like 1,000 jerks away? 1,000 jerks, he should be finished. Let's give him 1,000 new videos. He'll be all right.
He gonna get over it.
He'll be all right.
Just go to Pornhub, go to
XXX, XNXX. That's my favorite.
That's
or
that's a fact.
All in the search bar. Go to Gigi's OnlyFans.
Go to my OnlyFans, okay? Watch this ass pop, okay? Because I'm shaking his ass in my OnlyFans, okay? And my titties are beautiful, okay? You can see those too.
I'm a fiance.
I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the nigga in the email.
I know. I'm just saying I'm a fiance, I guess. Now I'm a fiance.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right. Well, we got one more email. All right, and Jordan had to leave us to pick up her mom.
Smith!
But
all right.
I'm gonna read, so.
I'm happy because we talking all this sex stuff.
Unless the wife, you want to, you know, do the honor.
Yeah, I ain't got time. I ain't got reading shit. I can't even read.
I can't even read. All
right. I'm a dummy. You forgot?
All right. Hey, Boy and the Beast fam. I can use some help. First off, I'm a huge fan. My name is Jeremy. I'm 31 and I'm from upstate New York. I need some help, please, my people. So I have been with my lady on and off for almost 10 years. And like wax, I was a dog most of our relationship.
Hey.
I've cheated, lied, physically beat up her peoples. Pretty much everything in the book I've done. Last year, she became pregnant and gave birth to our beautiful daughter in February. Having a daughter completely changed my life, made me feel like, damn, I can't violate nobody else's daughter because I have my own. So now I'm a family man. I mean, WCW pose, no lock on my phone. I've completely cleaned.
Okay. Same here.
Fast forward, COVID hits and it's made our relationship stronger, surprisingly.
Hey.
Somehow we both contracted the virus. And who did we get it from? Her fucking mama. Now her mom out here breaking the Cuomo laws and still going to church and brought that shit into my home and putting my family at risk. I've recently purchased a ring and have been planning to... I've been planning this big ass proposal now that everyone is COVID clear. Am I wrong if I don't invite her? Please let me know. Talking about the mom.
Still a mama. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta invite the mom.
Gotta invite the mom.
You can't hold the fact that she caught the virus against her. Nope. Everybody's safety is still intact. Nobody,
amen.
Unfortunately, I don't mean to be crude, but nobody died.
Amen.
You know, everybody's still living, everybody's still safe. You can't invite the whole entire family and not invite the mama, because at the end of the day, the mama will resent you for that and wifey might never, ever get over it. And that is just a step in the wrong direction if you are trying to take the right steps for the rest of your life.
Yeah, man. You fuck around with the mama. Even my shorty started fucking around with my mama. I'm going to look at you sideways and upside down and cross-eyed. Like, mama, you don't fuck with mamas. You know what I'm saying? You leave mamas alone. If I say my mama need to come live with us, you need to be like, oh, for how long? Act like you want it longer, even though you want it shorter. Right. Act like you want it longer. If my shorty be like, my dad said he need to come stay with us for a couple of weeks, I'm like, man, pop need to come for a whole year. Like, well, how are we going to set it up for him? It's just what it is. It's just certain things that you have to do to make sure your partner know and have that comfortability in their heart. But, like, that's kind of wild, though.
Yeah, you have to invite her mom.
Have to. Please invite the mom.
You know, he just said, too, that he beat up some of her family members.
Yeah.
That happens. You're supposed to.
He ain't say that. But that's here's perfect. The thing. Here's the thing. I think that if he really feels a type of way, instead of not inviting the mother, again, back to communication, communicate with her that you felt a type of way about the situation. Let her know, like, listen, mom, mama, whatever you call her. You was being reckless and it put our family in danger. And for that, I felt a way and I have to let you know that I did not appreciate it. And this shit is still going on. We are in our second wave and I would really appreciate it if you were a little bit more careful when it comes to going to church and being out in the streets and doing whatever it is that you're doing that is gonna put our family at risk. Be the man, let her know how you feel. But still invite her to the big engagement.
You have to invite mama. Please invite mama. Because listen, that's going to be a strain on your relationship. If you sit there and engage and her mama not there, bro, you should have thought better than that. You know what I'm saying? Or you do everything, everybody virtual, just so your mama don't feel away. Keep the parents.
Good one, Wax.
Yeah, keep everybody the same. Let mama
be. If you're not going to invite mama, don't invite nobody.
Don't invite nobody. Go virtual.
Put them all on Zoom.
Yep. And make it seem like... it's one of your friends about to buy a car and they're inviting you on. And then all the attention get brought to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, one of my boys about to buy his girl a car on Zoom. And then everybody on there, the next thing you know, voila. That's what I was going to do. That's corny, but I tried. I guess mine was better.
Do you think that's important for, did you talk to her her mom or anything?
Did you go to her father and ask permission?
Yeah.
No, her father passed away. Her mom, no, I did, but I did talk to her brother briefly after I already got it. You know what I'm saying? But
after you got the ring?
After I got the ring. Because mine was on some, right before the baby shower, it was like, the baby shower was going up and down to where she was like, putting a lot of pressure on me, like, motherfucker, do this, and yelling at me all day. And I ain't doing what I was supposed to do. I'm like, yo, you telling me the last day you had a crew to do this. And I mean, anything's supposed to have been done. Now on the last day, you trying to put shit on me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, listen, everything going bad. I don't want to stress out. I was going to do it anyway. And I was like, what's other time we're going to be able to, with the COVID and everything, what's another time that everybody going to be together? My side is family, her side of family. Just, you know what I'm going to do? Perfect time. And so called a couple of people. Listen, meet me at the juror spot. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do this. And an hour before, and she, I got cursed because I was late. She was cursing me out the whole time, not even knowing I'm going there to go fucking buy a ring. I took it all. I took my curse. You motherfucker, you this, you that. I was like, it was to my boys.
It was worth it, right? It was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. Yeah, that's what my boy said. It was like, at first, it was like, yo, bro, you know you about to do this for the rest of your life. You really want to do this? That's how bad it was, because she wanted donuts. You want a fucking Krispy Kreme donuts in the
listen, food. You cannot deprive a pregnant woman from their cravings. And Krispy Kreme donuts, especially if the hot light was on. Are you kidding me?
And listen, and
gotta give them donuts.
And she didn't know what I was doing. I can't reveal where I'm at. So she called me FaceTime. And I got like walk away. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, listen, I ain't got time for this. Like, yo, I promise you, it was one more phone call. I probably wouldn't have got it that day. That's how bad it was. So when I was able to do it, it came. You're right. It did come out really well.
But why did you got the ring the day of? Why did you?
It was just like this.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, I'm a Virgo. This what we go do. That's how I got a lot of things in my life going on because let's go rock. You know what I'm saying? You talk about it, I'm already digging the hole. Like, what are you talking about? This is what y'all say? This
so you never really
this breaking the ground?
You didn't have it before when you were saying that.
I ain't have shit.
So why did you say you hid in the wind?
I was lying when I was talking to y'all saying I was going to do this shit. Listen, I didn't.
He was still in his planning stages. See,
and, yeah, but really, I was going to put money down on it, and I was taking advantage of her friends and everybody being around with my sister. I was going like, listen, let's plan it. I got to put money down in the ring. Let me know when to grab it and we plan the day. It was just going so left. I was like, I have to save the day. And this right here would make sense. It's good scenery. It was like, let's make it make sense. I'm saying, so I didn't know nothing at all. So I talked to her brother right before I was getting dressed in the bathroom. She's yelling at me outside the bathroom door for being in the other bathroom. Why you gotta go to the other bathroom? What's your problem? I brother on the other side of the door. So I called him on FaceTime. Like, he's like, when's the date? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do it today. But he here on the other side. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, your sister being your her.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out for y'all, and congratulations on not only the engagement, but the baby, and your future is very bright, and I'm here for it, because guess what? I would never have thought you.
Me neither. Real shit. All jokes aside, it's like, I surprised myself, you know what I'm saying? That's how I know God is good. I never thought in life of the growth that I have, but when you attach to the right thing and give you the right energy, it's like, you know, when things not fully charged, it's not going to give you the best performance. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And that's what she do to me. She fully charged me and to give me the best performance so I can be the best me. You know what I'm saying? So attaching to the right thing. Yeah, blessings. You know what I'm saying? Being attached to the right thing, the right person, helps bring the best out of you. And that's what it is. People be trying to make things work. If you ever got to ask a question about something, that ain't what it is. But she ain't got to ask nothing. She ain't got to be like, I wonder why he ain't called. I wonder why he, or, you know what I'm saying? If your girl calling you asking, like, he just changed and la, 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 la. If he changed, something changed. If something changed.
Kind of confused where you were going with that.
Perfect.
That wax. But let's hear it.
Whatever.
So, Gigi, as we close out, let us know what you got. What else you got going on.
OMG. So my life is very exciting right now. I moved back to Atlanta a year ago. Peace. Of course, we know me from Lip Service with our girl L'Oreal, Stephanie Santiago, and of course, the very talented Angela Yee. I am also on season 2 of WeTV's Beyond the Pole. Of course, it's coronavirus and we're all in quarantine. So we were supposed to start production way back in the beginning of the year, but we got locked down. So what we did was we created a very special episode called Living Under Lockdown, in which it entailed what we have going on during the coronavirus, how we're surviving, how we're making money. And it aired last Thursday on WeTV. So it's now available on demand. So be sure to go check that out. It's also the intro to the new cast. So season 2, there's a whole new cast, and this coronavirus Living Under Lockdown special is like an intro to the new cast. It's very juicy, very shady, and all of the Ratchet TV that you guys love and adore. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. And season 2 is on the way. We're currently in production. Again, that's why I said I've been COVID testing every other day, because we are currently filming season 2. It's going to be released this spring. So be sure to catch that out on WeTV. I also have a book in the works that I've been working on for a very long time. It's highly anticipated. It's a story based on my life and my experiences. Unfortunately, it's still untitled because I'm a Gemini and we can't decide on anything because we're just always all over the place. But the book is coming. For those of y'all who know and love me from years and years of, you know, social media and just doing what I do, I know I've been promising this book forever, but I promise y'all that it's almost halfway done. So the book is definitely coming. Other than that, I'm just here in Atlanta living my best single life. Go sign up to my OnlyFans, subscribe to OnlyFans.com/ Miss Show Me the Money. That's MSSHOWTHEMONEY. And of course, follow me on Instagram at Gigi McGuire. I'm back on Twitter, thanks to Beyond the Pole, at Gigi McGuire. And I'm out here. Let's get this coin. Call me for your endorsements, for your promo, for all of what you got going on. I don't turn down too many checks. So if you need your girl, I'm here. Let's go.
Listen, you know they're here for it. And that show, I've got to do a 6-hour flight. Can I watch it on the plane? Is that on there? Can I do that?
Yeah, you can find it. It's on WeTV on demand. Dope. I'm sure you should be able to find it. There's also a little undercover website that I shouldn't say, but if you can't find it, hit me and I'll send you the website that you can watch.
Yeah, well, Beast fans gonna definitely hit you. That's what we do.
I hit you, like, hit you the undercover
backdoor stuff.
Yeah, for the bootleg. I can't put the bootleg out there when we really are on demand, but I got you on the bootleg if you can't get the one.
Yeah, word. I'm at some bootleg bags. I got them good herbies with that Who's Wax too. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's make something happen. But I'm gonna look at it. I'm gonna look at it. You know, Every time I look at stuff like that, I want to watch the show because every time I look at stuff like that, I look at like a business standpoint, like how can I invest into that? How can I get money out of that somewhere? Like that'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. That's just me. So I'm gonna go definitely.
Listen,
go check
you got a hustler's mindset, you know?
Yeah.
That's something that a lot of people don't have. So you should never be ashamed of the fact that you look at everything as a dollar.
Oh, for sure now. Yeah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm definitely, I love the way I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Virgo. We officials. If you're a Virgo, you're fighting a good guy.
Virgo men are always on their coin. They're always about their business. They're always very highly in tune to what's next.
Yep.
You know, so I'm here for it.
Blessings.
I thank you, Gigi, for being our guest.
Thank you guys for having me. This was so much fun. If y'all need me always, I'm here for y'all. As always, we family lamb lambs. So call the girl up. I don't be doing shit, but in the house.
All right, blessings.
Trying to stay healthy and away from this goddamn virus. And no, I am not taking the vaccine. Okay.
Don't do it.
Thank you.
She was actually one of our, you were on our segment, Who's on Drugs, before, like,
Yes.
Definitely look back on that. I forgot what episode. I think it was like episode like 7 or like it was like real early. And so Wax.
Man, listen, man. I don't know how L'Oreal do this, but I'm gonna try to go ahead and do this. I know my favorite part is tell a friend to tell a friend, but all right, listen, I want you to grab your links, grab them. Like
subscribe.
I want you to subscribe, grab your breakfast links. I want you to sit there and tell a friend to tell a friend, tell everybody about this show because this show is dope. Just don't let your mamas and grandmas listen to this shit. It's kind of church ladies, a little cursing. But, you know, we'd be all right. Listen, man, this is Bully and the Beast, man. We fill holes. We motherfucking don't have sex with more than one girl, more than one guy a year. Smith is a virgin. Twerk on people, and Gigi got a fucking pole company, and we're gonna invest and make a lot of money off this shit some type of way. We out of here. Bless you. Peace.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.